This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Oh, what's on now? Is someone doing podcasts?
Oh, well, hopefully it's us doing some podcasting. We're very technological now, aren't we?
We are. We've got our own podcast, and you can subscribe, which is just fantastic.
Yes, how do we do that?
I'm not sure. I'm not very technological.
Any ideas, Brett?
Well, you know, you can just go onto the Joy website, joy.org.au, and follow the links, and you can subscribe to one of our fabulous podcast.
And if you did that, if you just pressed a couple of little magic buttons, you'd wake up some morning and there would be Catching Up.
Us talking
just
through
there your on computer. Your little device, well, device. In your ear, on the tram, on the tube.
Downloading, uploading, you name it, we're
inputting,
there. Inputting.
Outputting.
Or Jamie, they could just listen to us Tuesday nights, 9 to 10.
Yes.
On Joy.
Good on you for being so organized, darling. The kids are catching up and talking about the 70s tonight.
Oh, the 70s, darling. Been there, done that, and I'm still wearing the clothes. Crimpoline is so cosy.
Yes, you're still very much there. I haven't found a match yet, have I?
Terrible to me.
I wonder what they're
first
going to be talking about.
Afraid.
Maybe Bewitched.
Petrified.
Or I Dream of Jeannie.
Thinking I could never live without
you. Did you have to sing with your mouth open?
Then I spent so many nights, Lottie,
every pot is a lid.
Oh, darling, such great songs.
Oh, yes, I know, but do you have to... Lottie! Lottie, there are drugs for those voices.
Stay alive.
Oh, that's it!
Stay alive.
Oh! Oh! There you go, darling. Little Bexton, a lie down, never hurt anyone. Now don't move, and I'll turn the kids on.
And now on Joy 94.9, it's time for Catching Up with your hosts, Dolly Adamson, Brett Scriber and Jamie Lewis.
Well, good evening, Brett. Good evening, Dolly. Welcome to Catching Up. How are you both?
Nice to see you here. You see, I've actually made an effort for this 70s gig.
Can I say, well, welcome. Good evening. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Can I say, Dolly is wearing what can only be described as something from the Crystal Ballroom or the Southern Cross Ballroom of 1976. She's like a leftover girl from the Logies.
Oh, it's Lurex, darling.
It's
Lurex,
heaven.
Which is very 70s. I love Lurex. Gets a bit itchy though, darling. Gets a bit itchy.
and I take it you're not allowed to go near any open flames.
Nothing flammable. No.
No. Yes. Not a match, not a lighter, nothing. That thing would go up quicker than crimpoline.
And what about Lottie and Dottie? What's going on there, darling?
What's with those old tarts?
They're away with the birds, let's face it.
Goodness.
Away with the birds.
Who are they again? So the viewers know what's going on.
They're two lovely old dears that we know are out in Dalesford.
Yes.
We still don't know if they're in a relationship, but clearly they're old Les.
Mm.
In the country.
Oh, Les.
Old
Les.
I don't think we can say that.
We can say Les.
Okay.
Les isn't offensive.
I just can't say old. That's
That's very true.
Because we're all talking about the 70s and we've lived it, so we can't talk old.
We have. What are we talking about tonight? What aspects
what are
of the 70s?
About? Well, we've got some TV theme shows, I think.
We've got some. Yeah, we've got some lovely TV themes that will just bring back
the
70s.
TV shows, I should say.
They will bring the feel of the 70s straight back to you.
Yes.
I've got some insane crazes that we've done.
Mm-hmm.
That was happening in
that
the 70s.
That you've done personally.
And, well, there are a couple of things which, yes, I have done personally.
Goodness me.
Dolly, darling, you've got some fantastic 70s music.
Yes, I've got a bit of Love Boat, a little bit of KC and the Sunshine Band, Village People, of course, Edwin Starr, even.
Awesome.
Mm-hmm. So we should get your high heels on for that.
I've got my mama boogie shoes.
I'm also going to be catching up with my dear Uncle Nev, who lives in WA. He lived through the 70s. He's a bit of a 70s legend.
Who is Uncle Nev, darling?
Oh, look, he's just me Uncle Nev, you know.
And he's related to you.
Yeah, well,
spooky sort of a way.
It is a bit spooky, really. You'll find out later.
Okay. Looking forward to that, darling.
Yes.
I think we've got a little bit of a mystery sound.
Do we, Brett? Coming up. What makes you think that?
Oh, can they listen to that? Can I hear that?
Shall we do that again?
Do it again. And maybe just one more time.
All right.
And if they know what that is, could they please SMS on 0427JOY949 or
email us on air at joy.org.au. And Jerry's back.
Jerry's on the desk.
He's on the desk, so you can also call through on 1300JOY949. Jamie.
You're listening to a podcast of Catching Up on Joy 94.9. Visit joy94.9 at joy.org.au. Follow the links under podcasts.
You're catching up with Jamie, Dolly and Brett on Joy 94.9. Dear Dolly, you've got a special
game. I'm just
a bit
stuck on that song. I'm living in the 70s and I've got a disease.
Yeah.
What is it?
Oh, it's Lurex.
Lurex.
I think it was all the chafing from the Lurex.
Yes, definitely lots of chafing from the Lurex. Not good on a hot day, darling. Not good at all.
A lot of chafing in the 70s, wouldn't there?
Yes.
Absolutely.
A lot of Curash out then. Curash is just like a talcum powder of sorts keeps you dry in an itchy area.
For that.
Right.
I'll remember that next time. Darling, we're talking about the 70s. That's
yes.
right.
Yes.
Well, you see, I went back to, there's lots of shows from the 70s and lots of TV shows, of course. And a classic one, of course, is Blankety Blanks.
Oh.
Blankety Blanks, which was an Australian game show based on the American game show Match Game. And it was hosted by, I think he's dead now, isn't he? Graham Kennedy.
Oh,
died recently, didn't he? Paul Gragra.
Yes. Bless his cotton socks.
Yeah,
the legend.
On the Network 10 from 1977 to 1978. And regular panelists were Ugly Dave Gray, Nolan Brown, Carol Ray, Stuart Wagstaff, and other panelists include Noel Ferrier, Belinda Giblin, and Abigail. Well, listen, we're going to do a little blankety blank quiz here, of course.
Are we playing a game?
Fabulous.
Yes, we're playing a little game. And Brett, who are you going to be? You're going to be
Ugly Dave Grave.
Ugly Dave Gray without the cigar. And you're going to be who, Danny?
Abigail.
Abigail.
Because she's busty like me.
She's a big nork.
Beautiful, beautiful, flowing.
Long lashes.
You're
blonde
a beautiful
hair.
Lady with long, long hair.
All right. So if you don't know, what you have to do is write quickly down your answer and hopefully they will match the studio audience answer.
Oh, yes.
Well, you can pretend to write it down, boys. Because, you know, the listeners can't really tell.
No, I'm getting
my
pen.
Get your paper ready. There we go.
Yes.
All right. So here we go. My first question is, I'm Graham Kennedy, all right?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Cyril said, I've just bought a brand new car and it's painted blank. Quick sticks now,
She didn't tell us about this
Cyril one. Cyril said, I've just bought a brand new car and it's painted blank.
Got it.
Blankety blanks. All right, I'm going to read yours out now, right. Abigail.
Abigail.
Can you quickly write down one, would you, Ugly Dave Gray, while he's doing that one? I've just bought a brand new car and it's painted with metallic paint.
Oh, Graham, is that right?
No, it isn't, Abigail, but good try. And what have we got over there, Ugly Dave Gray? We've got, I've just brought a brand new car and it's painted
Red Riding Hood.
Little Red Riding Hood. No, I had pink because it was Cyril.
Oh.
Cyril said. Remember Cyril was the gay character? Never mind. Anyway, move on. Here
Did
we go, boys.
Back
in? No. We had Flappy Gays. I talked to you about Flappy Gays the other way. More Flappy Gays.
Cyril's. Lots of Cyril's.
Okay, next.
All right. The Frankenstein monster said to his fiancée, if you were the only girl in the world and I were the only boy, I think I would blank you. Blankety
blanks. Oh, yes.
You need some hold music show. While we're thinking of
it. I know. We forget sometimes are doing a radio show.
Well, you boys aren't that quick off the mark.
Can I have that one again? My brain's gone.
The blanket. All right. The Frankenstein monster said to his fiancée,
yes.
If you were the only girl in the world and I were the only boy, I think I would blank you.
Okay.
What have you got over there, Ugly Dave Gray? We've got
Shoot you.
I think I would shoot you. And Abigail, I think I would scare you. Oh,
I wanted to do something about bolts.
I like scare. Yeah, well,
you know, bolts in his neck, but I couldn't think of anything funny.
Unscrew you.
Yeah,
that's funny. We should have rehearsed this.
You could have told us these before the show. That would have helped.
Jeez. One more, because the listeners are dropping off as
short,
we speak.
Short games.
I'm
going to
do yours, darling.
All right, darling.
Dirty Dan is so dirty, he washes his underwear in blank. Blankety blanks.
Ooh,
it's a good show. Blankety blanks. I'll repeat.
Dirty right, Dan got enough,
is so dirty.
Have a go here, Graham. What about?
He washes his underwear in dirt.
Dirt.
That's
the correct, Graham.
That's nice, that girl.
How's that?
Well done, darling. And what about you, ugly Dave Gray? Writing down furiously. Dirty Dan is so dirty, he washes his underwear in...
Vodka-infused detergent.
Oh, that's a good one. That's a good one.
Oh, lordy. Oh,
there we go. So there's some blankety-blank memories for you,
oh,
boys.
Oh, my goodness.
Did you like that? Folks, did you watch blankety-blanks?
I loved it.
I remember seeing some, and it was just, yeah, fantastic and scary. Yes.
I always liked Peter the Phantom Puller.
Oh, I don't remember that specifically.
Yeah, no,
very
no,
quickly, no. What is that?
It was the man who pulled the sign to reveal if they were correct or not. But Gra always used that. Peter, pull.
Peter, pull.
You're with Dolly, Jamie and Brett, and you're on Catching Up.
Go on, have a little peek at this. Joy's new iPhone app. Joy 94.9.
You're catching up with Jamie, Dolly and Brett on Joy 94.9. It's all about the 70s. Guys, what's your first memories of the 70s?
Well, you've just given it to us. Skyhooks, haven't you, darling? Living in the 70s that you
really?
Played before. But no, first memories.
Gosh.
Where are you going, Abigail? You
oh,
got
like
anything?
Jamie and his magic torch and rainbow and all of that. Because I was a child. I was very young.
I think we were all very young.
Thanks for that, Jamie. Yes. Thanks for that, darling. Yes.
I remember the long... I don't know why summers in the 70s... Mm. were really long or felt really long as a kid. I mean, I was only...
It's because you didn't work. You were on school holidays for a month, were you? Of course they were long.
Oh, and also because you were in Perth, it would have been hot.
That's true. And I remember my sister in 1978 getting the Kiss makeup kit for Christmas.
Yes, Kiss.
And my mother, Maggie, hope you're listening tonight.
Hello, Maggie.
Oh, she is.
She painted my two cousins and myself and my sister as Kiss. My sister was Ace Frehley. One of my cousins was, the one with the tongue. What was his name?
Dirty G,
man.
G.
Oh, I've gone blank. Yeah. Oh,
And I was the gay character. Would you believe?
You were the gay character.
I couldn't believe it. I was
a gay
Paul.
Character?
Paul. I've forgotten his name, but he had
Paul
the one.
Paul Simmons or something.
Paul Simmons.
Simmons.
We're on to
Simmons.
Oh,
no. Gene Simmons.
Gene Simmons. There we
was
go.
The, no. Paul Stanley. Who later came out. He was the one with the star. So how funny is that?
All that makeup, yeah.
All that makeup and those
guys,
very low cuts.
Yes. Did you do any research for the 70s show this evening? Because it's sounding very patchy at the moment.
Just a moment. But memories also of 1979 because it was Perth's sequentennial.
Sorry, what?
Sequentennial.
Sequentennial.
Please don't ask us to spell it.
150 years.
Oh, has that got a name?
Yes.
Oh, that's great.
150 years of what?
Oh.
Of white slavery.
Of white trash.
What are you saying about your homeland? You're from there.
Well, so are you, Toots. Goodness.
Yes, that's true.
I remember ABBA. That's all. I had lots of ABBA, darling. I had ABBA posters too from the TV week.
ABBA were bigger in Australia than anywhere else, weren't they? Maybe with the exception of Sweden, of course.
We were the first country to launch their... who found them, so to speak, after the Eurovision and after Sweden. Because it was 1974...
Yeah.
Where they won the Eurovision Song Contest.
Yes, which song?
Waterloo.
Yes, that's it.
Maybe we should have an ABBA centenary, like a special celebration of how long it's been since ABBA. Because they'll never get back together, will they?
No, do you know that they were offered $1 billion
no,
to reform?
No, you're joking. $1 billion is a lot.
$1 billion.
It's Anna, isn't it? She's the problem. She doesn't want to have
Anna,
a bar
Anna
of
Fred?
It. Yeah.
The blonde
Anna
one. Fred. No, it's Agnetha that doesn't want to do it again.
I never liked Agnetha. I always liked Anna Fred. I always thought she was the prettier one. I thought the blonde
maybe
was
we should start fundraising, and if we got $2 billion, maybe they'd do it.
Don't think so, darling.
Why aren't we playing any ABBA tonight, Dolly?
At the moment. Oh, darling, you've had enough ABBA, bloody ABBA, sweetie.
It's been done.
Oh, okay.
It has been done. Death, especially here, I'm sure, at Joy.
Oh,
what do you think?
Yes.
What else has been happening with your week, dolls? Any news from you?
Oh.
That's
mop
interesting.
Mop the floors.
Mop the floors.
I am embarrassed to say this. Mm-hmm. I saw Magic Mike.
What's Magic Mike?
Magic Mike is the film currently out with the lovely... Channing Tatum, and it's about the male strippers set in Tampa, Florida.
It's a chick flick with strippers. So of course, Brett went to it.
Do you know what? It's actually not a chick flick. It's actually, it shows a
really...
It's
a gay man flick.
Clearly, it's meant for women and gay men, but it actually shows the really seedy side of that type, and it's actually a bit sad. I was actually, I didn't expect, I just thought.
Did you tear up in the cinema, Brett? You did, didn't you?
I actually thought it was going to be about men taking their clothes off, and it's not. It just shows a really sad bit of life. It's a bit like, oh.
That sounds disgusting. I'm not going to see it.
Well, not in the cinema.
Zero
anyway.
Stars.
Hey, should we do
what's
the mystery
sound? Because a couple of people have guessed, and by the way, they win nothing to guess, don't they, darling? They win nothing.
No,
just the pleasure of answering.
They get the chance to be a winner.
They
There's
do.
Not a prize involved.
Nothing wrong with that, is there, sweetheart?
There might be some prizes coming up in a few weeks, though, Brett, because I've ordered some Dotty and Lottie mugs.
So, wow.
I know.
Who would everyone wants those?
Who wouldn't want
Hot
one of
tickets.
Those?
Shall we play the sound?
Please.
Right, here we go. One more time, Brett.
Feels like my stomach.
Oh, so
like
have we
stomach.
Got some... Have
so we
got
have
some
to SMS on 0427JOY949 or email onair@joy.org.au or say hello to Jerry on 1300JOY949. We do have a couple of guesses. We've got Tristan from Wheeler's Hill. He called and he reckons the sound is a pack of cards. Ba-bung, sorry.
Oh, that's a good guess, though.
Good
it's
good
not
guess.
Correct,
good
but
good
it is
guess.
A very good guess. I could see why he might have thought that.
And good on him for listening, too.
Yes.
And what else have we got? Hi, guys. Oh, Maggie!
Oh, no.
Maggie's called in.
She's here.
Hi, guys and dolls. Isn't she gorgeous? Yes, I'm having a good laugh at the memories. Maggie,
you did. Maggie, a fantastic job with that kiss makeup. It was fabulous. I'll try to find a photo to show you too. And I'll upload it.
Did she give
it.
Birth to you in the 70s?
She did.
Yes, she did.
It's a job and a half. I bet you were a big baby.
No, I wasn't actually.
How big were you, Brett?
I can't remember, but I'm sure Mum
Maggie.
Will...
Maggie, hello. Maggie, are you there? Maggie, hello, Maggie. Could you please send us another email with Brett's birth weight? Thank you. Oh, look, guys, I think it's time for a little lovely song, The Love Boat by Jack Jones. What do you reckon?
Yes, go for
fabulous.
It.
Fabulous.
Joy 94.9.
I hope you're enjoying this podcast of Catching Up. Usually with Jamie, Dolly and myself on Tuesday nights between 9 and 10. If you like the show, either tune in or download some more podcasts from joy.org.au.
That was Jack Jones with The Love Boat. You're on Joy 94.9. Catching Up team with, what's my name, darling?
Dolly, I think.
Oh, that's right. Dolly, Brett and Jamie.
Pretty
and
sure.
We're going to do some crazes of the 70s, aren't we, Brett?
Ooh, excitement.
Oh, yes. Yeah. We're going to do, because the 70s were all about these crazy fads. Now, how can we go past the 70s and not talk about, first off, the disco dancing?
Of course.
Yes.
The throw. Go the throw.
So we've got, remember the bus stop?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Four to the front, four to the back,
yep.
up, back, right?
Yep. Yep.
The hustle, which is one of Jamie. Well, yeah.
Is that actually a dance, darling?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You sure?
Yeah.
Was that a little bit of a jive or something, wasn't it? I know it was a song.
You clapped and I think you turned.
It was a shuffle of sorts.
Yes. It's like a little jive, though, I think. Yeah.
The spank.
What's a spank?
I don't know the spank.
Sounds like a good one.
Don't know the spank. The freak.
There's a few around.
Which is sort of...
Is that, I'm super freaking
out. What was the freak?
I think it relates to chic. The freak, yep.
The freak, yeah.
The click clack.
No, I don't know that
click,
one.
Click, clack, front and back.
Mm-hmm.
And the bump.
And lady bump.
Like lady bump.
From
but
lady
do you know
bump?
The bump when you did it on your hips to the other person?
Yes,
hip
lovely.
To hip.
And
so these
what about disco duck?
Oh, disco duck. My first album, the Sesame Street disco album.
Really?
It was awesome. Dancers were obviously inspired by... movies of the day, Saturday Night Fever.
Yeah, well, that was a huge 70s
huge.
Movie with Johnny.
Huge.
Johnny, I'm Not Gay Travolta.
You can't stop the music.
He's going to sue me.
Village
I can feel it.
I know.
Yeah.
Did you? No, allegedly.
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 Probably not.
Good on him.
Thank God It's Friday, which with
what
the lovely
that?
Donna Summer, it was a bad film, but it was about disco dancing.
Oh, yes.
Car Wash.
Do the car wash.
Yeah. And Xanadu.
Of course, Xanadu.
I thought Xanadu was 1980s.
Late 70s, early 80s.
Late 70s,
so
right.
It just, let's just say it just
gets
to the cast.
Yep.
Now, some of the things, there was a crazy phase in the 1970s of streaking.
Was that done? Oh, yes, through the cricket.
At the cricket.
Yeah, the cricket, yeah.
Are you sure it wasn't just people trying to get an all-over tan?
Yeah.
You don't want tan lines through the summer of 78.
Well, look, a streaker ran across the stage on the Oscars in 1973.
Oh, wow.
There
that
was
wasn't
the
just
song.
Elizabeth Taylor, was it?
No.
Okay.
No, because
well,
Elizabeth
one of
Taylor
husbands.
Was much bigger than the streaker.
She was under a table drunk somewhere out the back, I suspect.
Allegedly.
Allegedly.
There was also a 70s song. It was actually in the year that I was born.
Mm.
The Streak.
What year was that, Brett?
Wasn't darling.
74. Yeah, only a year, darling. Difference.
What, a year than what, darling? I'm 22. I'm 22. Oh, look, his chin's hit the floor. It's so evil.
The double chin.
I can't even be a pseudo. Triple chin. I can't even be a pseudo age on the radio. That sucks.
There were, of course, there were little weird things like pet rocks.
Oh, yeah.
Do you remember the pet rocks?
I used to have a pet rock.
What was your pet rock's name?
Well, it was just, I didn't, but I was a bit envious, actually, of kids that had one.
Was that the Tamagotchi of the
day? It was just a rock and it was in a box, wasn't it? Did you have one, darling?
No, I remember a friend had one.
A box with a bit of straw and you actually talked to it and it was just a rock.
Did it answer back?
It was shiny, darling, like your head.
Oh, yes. Get a bit sweaty.
Gary Dole invented it in 1976. He became a millionaire and he also, and this is the other thing, he also, after selling the rock in the box, gave you bought a book, how to look after it.
Great fad. Great 70s fad. Good on you, Brett.
There were some sayings.
Yes.
Do your own thing. I've been to the commune. It's real laid back.
Oh.
Nice.
Okay. Dig it.
Dig it, yeah.
Funky.
Mm-hmm.
Remember the string art?
Macrame.
Oh, no, I don't remember string art.
We had a lovely macrame made of string, and it was like an owl with a stick, and it would be a pot plant holder. You know the ones.
Yeah. Doubled up, lovely.
Look, so many things. Copper prints, Pac-Man, Space Invaders,
mood rings.
Oh.
Mood ring.
And can I just quickly, just before, because I know we have to wrap this up.
But
roller skates.
Well, that's Xanadu.
Many a Tuesday afternoon, before catching up was even thought about, I would spend at the Balcatta Roller Dome.
And yet again, nobody knew he was gay. Okay. You were catching up on Joy 94.9.
It's the perfect mix of music, news and interviews. It's the world's most uplifting station. Joy 94.9.
You're catching up with Jamie, Dolly and Brett on Joy 94.9. It's all about the 70s. Look, do you have something favourite from the 70s you want to share with us? Email us on air at joy.org.au. SMS us on 0427JOY949. And because we've got the fabulous Jerry back, you can give us a call on 1300JOY949. I mean, Jamie, what's our show really about?
Well, look, we could be your favourite things from the 70s because we're all from the 70s, more or less.
We are.
Give or take a year or two here and there. So we could even be your favourite thing. Look, catching up is about the wonders of the past, the wonders of the present, funny things from now, tomorrow, yesterday, next week, and just us, really, just catching up, having a chin wag, seeing what we've been up to for the week.
Absolutely.
There we go. Well, we don't really get up to much, do we?
Well, you don't.
Well, Jamie gets up to things, darling, but we can't really discuss it on air.
Yes, we can if you choose to. Look, I don't do busy, I just do complicated. That's my new scheme.
Oh, really? Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Okay. All right. So what are you going to do? You're going to do some 70s shows, are you, darling?
Are we up to that already?
Yes, we are up to that already.
Well, we've got a range of sounds that really do iconically sound like the 70s.
Yeah.
And they're all TV shows that either started in the 70s or were mostly in the 70s.
Yes.
So we'll start with Policewoman. Do either of you remember that?
Vaguely.
Do you remember?
I remember it had Angie Dickinson.
Did that ring a bell?
Yep.
You would have been sat at home with your mum and dad.
Now,
was the policewoman, darling? Was it Angie?
Angie Dickinson.
Angie Dickinson. Of course. Yeah.
Legend. Mm-hmm. Legend. The next one, I'm not even going to tell you who it is because you're going to get it instantaneously.
Rightio.
Here's a story. A lovely lady.
Who was bringing up three very lovely skanks. Wasn't she?
Was she?
Who was your favourite?
So the Brady Bunch.
Just quickly with the Brady Bunch.
Mm-hmm.
Now, it was quite clear from the start of the Brady Bunch that Mr Brady had lost his wife because they talked about that she died.
Yeah.
What was unclear was Mrs Brady was divorced.
Right.
But because they were very funny around
divorce
censorship, it just wasn't mentioned.
Right.
And she was living with her parents, with the girls.
She was a family wrecker, that Mrs. Brady.
But two things about when they actually broke through the censors were, it was the first time a toilet was shown on television.
Oh, you're kidding me.
I'm being serious.
You couldn't show a toilet before the Brady Bunch did it.
You could not show a toilet. And although Sam and Darren from Bewitched had a double bed, you never saw them in it together. You saw You might have seen Samantha in the bed, but they never in the bed at the same time.
Maybe it was late in the season, but I remember seeing them in bed having conversation. Okay. I mean, she probably turned him into another animal or something. But
it was always, they always managed to get around it because she was a witch.
Wow.
Yeah, so the Bradys were the first. And that you couldn't actually, like, after having six kids, you couldn't get away from the subject
of
sex.
You couldn't have had sex either after six kids. That's ridiculous.
We couldn't show you their toilet, but according to Brett, they had six. I mean, good on you, Del. You're full of it. You're full of facts. I'm going to see if you can guess the next one. Mm-hmm. Shout out and I'll stop it.
There's a magic in the early...
I know it. Is it like Laverne and Shirley or something? No.
It's not Jodie Loves Chachi.
Oh,
it was actually Eight Is Enough.
Eight is Enough. I love that. Christy McNichol.
I've never heard of it. I was hoping one of you would know. No,
every lesbian loved Christy McNichol.
Oh, stop the press.
Oh, yeah, darling. All the lesbos loved her. Complete infatuation with Christy
McNichol. Have we got maybe a couple more than...
Talking of, you said...
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10.
And they did do it, didn't they?
They did do it.
Let's go. That was fantastic, Laverne and Shirley.
All-time favourite, which I watched. I think I watched an entire marathon of this, and it took weeks, but I was determined to get through it unaided. Do you know this one?
Oh, yes. We know this.
How will you make it on your own?
So what was that, Brett?
Mary Tyler Moore! Yeah.
Do you know... Iconic.
Beautiful
iconic.
Theme song.
Now, in Minnesota today, on the same corner, they have put a bronze statue of Mary Tyler Moore throwing her hat in the air.
Oh, she's a legend. Yes, she is a legend.
Can I say, well, just a quick shout out, didn't say who it was, but Willie Ames was hot in Eight Is Enough.
Well, one of the boys were hot. I was only looking at Christy, funnily enough.
Funny that.
One last. Pick more? Yeah, just because this is really iconic of the 70s, and I think you guys will...
Once upon a time, there were three little girls who went to the police academy.
We love them.
Up with Love Boat for me, Charlie's Angels.
Totally. Charlie's Angels.
Hands down.
Totally. Mm. Now, what was the drama? Because it was at Fair at Fawcett only for the first year.
Yes.
Is that right?
Yes, because it started off, there was three little girls in the Los Angeles, and then it changed to, there were two girls, one in San Francisco, two in Los Angeles.
And it was a pinball machine. It was everything. I bet it was a pencil case.
Are you saying Farrah was replaced?
Yeah, she only did the first year, I think.
Who was your favourite angel?
I quite like the new movie as well.
Given that it's the 70s show, Jamie.
Rusey Roo.
No. Farrah, definitely Farrah. There was Glenda Jackson. She was gorgeous.
Do you know, I think it was...
She was beautiful.
The beautiful Jacqueline Smith for me.
Oh, Jacqueline Smith, yes.
She was stunning. Do you know that Jacqueline Smith as well, she has one of the most perfect... proportioned faces on the planet.
Look at you with your little titbits.
Brett, very quickly, one more time for the mystery sound.
Oh, yes.
If you would be so kind.
Certainly.
And that's enough.
So if you know the mystery sound, please email us on air@joy.org.au, SMS us on 0427JOY949, or because we've got the fabulous Jerry back, 1300...
He's our cruise director tonight, isn't he?
Yes, he sent us a beautiful picture of Julie, the cruise director, 1300JOY949.
Thanks for listening to the podcast. For catching up on Joy 94.9, follow the links on joy.org.au to subscribe and follow the show.
Joy 94.9.
You're on Catching Up with Jamie, Dolly and Brett on Joy 94.9. It's all about the 1970s. And Jamie, you have a little guest for us tonight.
Did you enjoy that little song then, Dolly?
I loved
Edwin Starr.
It was very good.
You happy with that?
I love Edwin Starr.
I've got a little bit of a treat for you guys this evening.
Yes.
You haven't met my lovely Uncle Nev, who lives over in southwestern Australia, but Nev was there. He was a legend in the 70s, so I thought we might just check in with him. Yeah. But I thought in honour of my Uncle Nev, I got him a little bit of an intro sort of track. So this is a very Nev for me. Oh, he was singing. Hey, Nev, are you there? Come in, Nev.
Yeah. G'day, Jamie. Is that you?
God, you sound a long way away, mate. Where are you?
Oh, well, I'm all the way over in Western Australia, of course, aren't I?
You're in the south, aren't you?
I've been here for quite a while. You should remember that now.
I know. I never miss you, Uncle Nev. I haven't spoke to you for ages. So, look, I'm here on my show. On Joy.
What are you doing, Jamie?
We're
what
doing.
Are you up to?
Sorry, Jamie. Your show.
Oh, our show, Brett.
Hey, Jamie, you've got others there with you. What are you up to, mate?
Well, I've got my friend Dolly.
Yes, hello, Uncle Nev.
Oh, hello, Dolly.
Oh, hello.
How lovely to meet you.
Oh, yes, it is.
Over the telephone. What are you doing, my darling?
Oh, you're looking good, aren't you, Uncle Nev? You're looking good.
And then, of course...
Oh, you've got some technology I don't know.
She's got the iPhone.
Oh. She's got a webcam on you, Uncle Nev. Watch out.
Jeez. Oh, I'm not bloody Skyping. I'm just on the phone, mate. I'm only talking on my mobile.
Nev, you were there in the 70s. What was it like?
Oh, the 70s? I mean, what a great decade, mate. I mean, it's my favourite. Well, it has to be. I mean, I was growing up then. I mean, that was it, wasn't it?
You're a man about town.
Well, just getting there, you could say I was busting out into my manhood in the
70s. You were busting out.
Yeah, well, so to speak, you know, because that's me. I was going through my teens, mate. I was.
You were hormonal. You were hormonal then, Nev, weren't you? It was a change.
Well, definitely. I mean, that's something that we all go through, isn't it, in our teens, and we're growing up and we're coming into our manhood, and yeah, it's very hormonal.
Uncle Nev, what's your favourite track from the 70s, apart from My Sharona, of course?
Oh, I heard that just before you came online. What is going on here? I'm bloody...
What the hell is going on?
That was my tribute to my Uncle Nev.
Around my lounge room. Oh, look. I haven't got one favourite track, mate. I mean, I was just so into that, all of that music of the 70s. I mean, Rod Stewart, I mean, he was one of my favourite all-time greats.
Be careful. I think Dolly absolutely hates Rod Stewart.
Oh,
I'm pretty
don't
sure.
Mind a bit of, I don't mind a bit of Rod.
Hang on, Dolly. I mean...
Hang on, you.
Yeah.
Uncle Nev, I
can't... I mean, have you seen him live, Dolly?
No, I haven't seen him live, no.
Oh, look, it's a sight to be seen. Like, he is so good live on stage.
Hey, Nev, Uncle Nev, Brett's got a question for you. He's
Hi,
our other
Uncle
co-host.
Nev.
Hello.
It's Brett here. Jamie was quite rude before and forgot to introduce me. How are you, Uncle Nev? You good?
I'm terribly sorry.
Fantastic.
About that.
That's all right. Hey, it's nothing wrong with you. It's Jamie who's rude, not you, Uncle. Hey,
Brett, you sound like a lovely bloke.
Thanks.
Are you a good friend of Jamie's?
Probably not after tonight. What do you miss most from the decade, Uncle Nev?
Oh, well, it would be the bloody style, I think, and, you know, the clothing. The way the ladies were in that era, I mean, it was just a different time.
You would miss your floppy disk, wouldn't you?
What's that, Dolly?
You'd miss your floppy disk, wouldn't you, darling?
Oh, yeah, well, that's right. We did have them. I mean, I miss my LPs, you know. I can't bloody play them now.
You still got your Walkman, have you, darling?
Well, I had one of those. It's busted already. See, this new modern crap, it just doesn't last.
No,
your bloody records, they don't fit into those little, what are they called?
The Walkman.
The players. The Walkman.
Did you have an 8-track?
I had cassettes.
Oh, you had an 8-track.
Oh, you had the cassettes, yeah.
My big brother had one of those, mate. And that's why I learned all my other music from the 60s. But the 70s, like, what about Status Quo, Dolly?
Uncle Nev.
Oh, rocking all over the world. Rocking all over the world.
Roll over, lay down.
Let's do it again.
Uncle Nev started singing. We're going to have to go, Nev.
Yes, Nev, I'm too. Thanks, Nev.
We're going to have to go. Well, I'll give you a call on the weekend.
That was quick, wasn't it?
You're right.
I had more.
You always have, Nev, but I'll call you on the weekend. All right, good to talk to you.
Oh, sweet to talk to you too, darling.
Lots of love, darling.
Bye-bye, darling. Bye-bye now.
See you, Uncle Nev.
Nice to talk to you again. Thanks.
Bye, mate.
Bye.
Isn't he gorgeous? He's gorgeous, isn't he?
Yeah, it's me, Uncle Nev. I told you you'd love him. He knows everything about everything. He's great.
He does.
Thanks for listening to the podcast. For catching up on Joy 94.9, follow the links on joy.org.au to subscribe and follow the show.
You're on Catching Up with Jamie, Dolly and Brett on Joy 94.9. And now we have another guest, Dear Mitch from Sci-Fi and Screen. How are you, Mitch?
Great.
Mate, what's on the show tonight?
Tonight we're talking about crossplayers and cosplayers. So a crossplayer is pretty much a male or female that dresses as the opposite sex of a character.
Yep.
And so it's really interesting because sometimes there's a bit of hostility, or sometimes there's a bit of a positive. So it's a really interesting topic, like a lot of interesting. And we also have a Total Recall review. So
the new one?
Yes.
Oh.
Have you seen it? Can I say, I remember the original. I actually think I saw it in the cinema and I loved it and I can't wait for this one.
Yeah.
No, so is it out now?
I think it comes out on the 26th.
Ooh. Mm. I like the sound of that.
Yeah. Do you know who directed the film? Wasn't the same director.
Sonia's doing the review.
Sonia. Not me, no. Sonia's doing that.
I know. I know a lot about games and cosplay and conventions. I don't know much about the new Total Recall.
Well, it certainly looks very exciting. Brett, what else is happening for us here at Catching Up? Are we going to announce the mystery sound
we
now?
We do have the mystery sound. Shall we do it one more time?
One more time.
Can you guess this mystery sound?
Okay.
Mystery sound. Mystery sound for Mitch.
What do you think that
did
is?
Did we just bust some stereo?
Mitch, we've actually been manufacturing the sound ourselves this evening, folks. So asking Mitch if he knows what the mystery sound is would be bloody stupid because he'd be able to see what we've just been doing.
Absolutely.
But anyway.
No jumping on something.
No, it wasn't that.
Thanks for making that obvious. So I was having a little joke, buddy. Yeah, so it was squishing the water bottle.
It was.
Squishing the water bottle.
Did anyone get it?
No one got it, darling.
No one got it.
No.
But that's okay. We'll come up with a new one for next week as well. Mm-hmm. Which next week's show...
is bad.
Bad Girls.
Bad to the bone.
We love a bad girl.
Mm. Oh, bad girls. Yeah. Any ideas?
Oh, Jamie. Well, clearly we're going to play some Donna Bloody Summer.
Mm. He used to bring me roses.
Bit of Prisoner.
Oh. And he can sing. I'm a triple threat, Brett.
You can't dance, Toots.
No, but I can shuffle.
Is that what you call it?
Shuffle or roll.
Every day you're shuffling. Oh. Goodness.
What else? What other bad girls could you think of quickly off the head right now?
Straight to mind, Joan Crawford.
She was a bad
Tina,
girl.
Bring me the axe. Maybe I can get a little bit of footage on that.
No wire hangers.
And fair enough, too.
Exactly.
They're awful, aren't they, to hang
you
things?
You don't want to do that.
How am I going to pick bad girls out of Prisoner? They're all bad. Well, mostly bad.
Oh, what about, remember Mum from the first season?
Oh, she was sweet.
She killed her husband only because, well,
she was bad.
It was euthanasia, so she was pretty bad killing your husband.
Sweet and bad. That's why it's a
Erica Davidson. She wasn't a bad girl.
She was lovely, wasn't she? One of the governors.
Yeah. She was a gov, yeah.
And Meg.
Meg was lovely,
She was a good screw.
Mm. Yes.
Pardon Elspeth. The expression.
Little Elspeth? Mitch is going to sleep here. He's got no idea what he's talking about.
He's like a glazed donut face.
Look at him.
She killed
his
her
mother
husband.
Was probably born in the 70s. We were born in the 70s. His mother was.
Oh, my goodness. Hey, look, just quickly as well. I've just uploaded another podcast for our trash episode.
So that's six podcasts that you may now subscribe to, Brett, via the joy.org.au website. Seven. Brett's holding fingers. Don't put your fingers at me, young man. I can count seven lovely episodes of Catching Up on Joy via joy.org.au.
Absolutely.
Subscribe. Just in case you enjoyed this one, have a little listen online.
Absolutely. Well, guys, we're running out of time yet again. So it's good night from Brett.
And it's good night from Dolly.
And it's good night from Jamie. Hope you enjoyed the 70s. We'll see you next week.
Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.